Thousands of acres are burning in Northern California, where the Jerusalem wildfire has exploded into Napa County this week, home to the state's well-known wine industry and some lesser-known industries as well.
That fire's been smoldering around us for going on 2 weeks now, off and on. It seems like they get it beat up, and then the next thing you know, it erupts again, and it's off and running again.
That's Dennis, a marijuana grower in Middletown, California, which is why he doesn't want his last name used. Lorraine Dechter, news director from Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, is here. Where is the threat this week, Lorraine? Is it residences or largely field crops?
Well, it's actually a lot of public lands, mostly, with occasional homes in some valleys and spread out in different areas. It's a lot of grasslands we're talking about and some big ranches, especially up in the Napa area, like the Guanac Winery. That's one they're real concerned with. That's just about an hour, 60 miles north of San Francisco, and it's one of the largest contiguous private land holdings in California, and they're concerned about the fire going up there and affecting their vineyards.
In the grassland area, unlike the hills and more wilderness areas of second growth timber, what's the fuel here?
Well, a lot of it is the explosive kind of fuel that you heard Dennis talking about. And that's a tree or a bush called manzanita, and it's really dry. We don't put it in our fireplaces because it will blow up our chimneys. It's so dry from the drought that when the firefighters or people see the fire around it, they hear these big explosions and see these big explosions from the manzanita. And also they talk about the greasewood or chamise, which is kind of a real stick-like bush, and it has really oily leaves, and they just blow up.
And when these plants are dried out, that's what makes them so explosive. In a normal environment with normal rainfall, these plants are very difficult to light, but once they're dried out and the water is gone, you're left with this oil and this resin, and all of it's very explosive. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's always been fire prone, and we always have fires. But once we get those triple digits or really hot temperatures, and the winds pushing through like they've been doing, it catches this stuff. It just takes in the afternoon under the right conditions, one spark, and then the grass goes up, and it just kind of pops up. But then you get to this more woody vegetation that's really dry, and that's really explosive. And now where the fire is to the northeast, where it's burning a lot, it's going into these valleys and more different types of small trees and oak lands. So we've got a mix of dead timber, brush, chaparral, all kinds of things that it's hitting. And so it's a real variety, but it's all very explosive right now.
I suspect marijuana growers have limited options here because often their crops are grown in wilderness areas, in forested areas, and not out in the open like a vineyard. But what can a vineyard do to protect itself?
Well, they do keep water on it, and they do have a protected area. In fact, you'll see sometimes houses gone and the marijuana crop remains because they've cleared around it, and so it's a little more fire ready than perhaps even the home is.
And are these fires breaking records in this part of Napa County? Is this unprecedented here?
Well, it's just getting into Napa and Yolo counties. It's mostly in Lake County and definitely setting records here. It's at 23,500 acres, the Jerusalem fire this morning. This is the latest thermal mapping, 33% containment right now. And so that's really improved overnight. They're very concerned about the afternoon. They have these winds that will take the fire to the north and northeast, which is the less populated area, but hard to find containment lines. So what they want to do is just put a box around it and basically let it burn within that box because it's so hard to get close to this fire.
Well, I hope it stays in the box. Lorraine Dechter, news director for Mendocino County Public Broadcasting. Thanks so much, Lorraine.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.